As we pray not only for our sons and daughters as they begin a brand new school year, how should we pray for our teachers? And then specifically in your particular case, how do you enrich the faculty at Koinonia Academy so that they are very grounded in their faith and always growing in their faith to share that light with the children?
Yeah, it's a great question. Now, right now I have four children, so they go to school. They have their back-to-school checklist. Last weekend, it was all crazy. Two carts going through, you know, four kids. Okay, I need this. I need the wipes, this teacher, this type of pencil. Also, as a teacher and as a principal, you know, there's many sort of dynamics going on. In the same way that teacher schools have sort of a back-to-school checklist that every parent, every teacher is well aware of, I think sort of as a principal and as teachers and even as students, I think that, you know, we should have a checklist. We should have a checklist as well. And I think the first thing I would say is, you know, do you have a guiding sort of scripture verse that could sort of lead you through the year? And so whether it's, you know, maybe Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and everything else will follow. Or maybe Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will make your path straight. So I think sort of a guiding scripture verse would be a great way sort of as you know, sort of discern, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? What might be the verse that maybe I can have sort of over my door, sort of on my desk that could carry me through? Does that make sense?
It makes complete sense as well. And also in terms of the entire family, and the school is an entire family, not only the faculty, the administration, the students, and the parents as well. How do you involve the parents in the spiritual formation of their kids? When they go home and they show their homework from a religion or a theology class, how would you expect mom and dad to be involved to not only enhance the child's learning experience, deepening their faith, and also deepening the faith of mom and dad?
Yeah, that was one of the things I always had an eye to in my classroom, because I always thought, hey, you know what, I'm doing a great job here, right? I'm praying for my students, I'm preparing prayerfully, I'm giving them great information within the teaching of the church. And yet if the parents aren't fully on board, and sometimes in a Catholic school education, you go to back to school night, that, you know, the parents are at the English table or in the science table, and sometimes theology gets sort of on the wayside. But one of the things I did, I would always try to include at least once a week in some sort of homework, whether it's a scripture reflection, and the students will have to say, hey, how does this speak to you today? And then have a conversation with your parents. What does your mom think? Or what does your father think that this verse means? How can you apply this in your life? And whether the parents would write sometimes one line, sometimes they'd write 3/4 of a page on the back of the homework sheet. Anytime you can get parents and students talking about the faith together, outside of the immediate, you know, church situation, it does stir on thought, dialogue, and it's a word of God that really is alive and active. So, again, I think parents need to let teachers know that, hey, this is important to us. I am concerned about grades, SATs, future, but what's going on in theology class? I remember years when I taught in high school that nobody would ask, hey, what are you teaching? And it really sort of devalues and sort of drains the heart out of you because people don't care. And so as parents, hey, pray for those teachers, but also be involved as well and ask your students, right? And teachers, maybe be creative if it is once a week. What's, you know, a parent input? What do they think about this? Where have they seen this? Make it a very easy softball question so they don't need to dig into their, you know, St. Thomas Aquinas Summa theological, you know, books. But what is something that, hey, where have you seen the poor this week in your life? And how can we as a family reach out? So when we go shopping, we can grab a can of beans for the food pantry, or we can do something like that, or pray together. So I think as teachers and as trying to incorporate the family life, you know, number one, have that scripture verse, but also adopt a saint for you, for your child, for your class. I know at Koinonia Academy, each building is named after a saint. You know what? Can you ask that saint, hey, pray for me this year, or while I'm in this class, while I'm taking science? So if you have 4 or 5 classes, you can have a network, right? Not only of maybe tutors or parents or teachers who are supporting you, but, you know, ask that saint as well. Maybe do a little research, a patron saint of the sciences or a patron saint of athletics, and maybe ask them to help you along the way. So I think that's sort of a very positive way to involve the spiritual life as well. And knowing that, you know what, I'm not doing this alone. I got family and I got some saints there with me helping me. Also, I think maybe the big picture. You know, getting the big picture. You know, we're supposed to be getting to heaven, not necessarily getting to Harvard. And so, you know, sometimes when we do stumble along the way, which we will, as teachers, we have a lot of, you know, face time with students and parents, and we're going to make mistakes, ask forgiveness, and realize the big picture is that we're sort of moving in the same direction together. Another thing I would say is, you know, the little things do matter. And often as a teacher at the end of the school day, I would sort of reflect, hey, what was the most significant thing I did today? Very rarely was it some profound scriptural insight that I had or quoting from a saint, but often it was reaching out to that individual student that wasn't themselves today. Or noticing, hey, you got in, you know, the game last night. And whether it was, you know, maybe garbage time at the end of the game, but they played, and to recognize, to acknowledge that. We begin to have that sort of ministry mindset. You know, school is an unbelievable opportunity for mission, for ministry, and for reaching out. Just like Luke 19 with the rich man and Lazarus, you know, sometimes ministry is at our doorstep. And so to have those eyes and that missionary mindset, God, I'm going to learn some things today. I'm going to teach some things today. But maybe who can I reach out to? Who is that for that preferential option for the poor? Who's on the margin? And those will be, I think, probably the most significant things that we do.
We're in back-to-school mode on this Monday, August 26th, with Alan Wright, who is the principal of Koinonia Academy in Plainfield, New Jersey. And as you're packing the backpack for your sons and daughters, we're also looking at that backpack for our journey to heaven. And you were mentioning SAT scores, Scholastic Aptitude Tests. I guess another SAT that we, a couple of other SATs that we should be aware of is our Saint Aptitude Test and our Soul Aptitude Test as well. And that's what you do. And that's what you do to feed the souls of the kids.
Yeah, yeah, and, you know, the scripture aptitude test as well. So just a little bit each day, you know, have a different verse for each marking period. Memorize it. These things will be, you know, the value that will, it'll change your life, because it's God's word that's guiding you, that's in your heart, rather than, you know, the SATs. I just want to get this good grade, to get into this good college, to make money, to do what? You know, we have a different view. So we don't always, you know, even at Koinonia, we don't teach to the test. We teach to the whole person, right? We want that we see the individual created in the image and likeness of God, and we want to train them in the way that they are going and that their parents are supporting them in faith. So sometimes the sin of Israel in the Old Testament was wanting to be like everybody else, right? These people have kings, they have kings. Lord, we want a king. And so we always have to be mindful, why are we on this track of just SAT, 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 and school and grades? You know, what's the big picture? And what does God say about this? Now, certainly we are called to use our aptitude to, you know, in our mind for reason and to get the most we can out of what classes we have. But ultimately, our picture is how to be more Christ-like. And certainly schools, all schools, Catholic, public, there's something, some wisdom, some philosophy that I think everybody can glean. So pray for your teachers, pray for the administrators, certainly in a Catholic school environment, that they would be faithful to the mission of Christ, is to teach as Jesus taught, and recognize that, you know, grades and where you go to school, that's not the end game. The end game is for us to be people of character, young men and women of faith, and to model that to our students and parents who come to our schools.